The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You'd have seen this story, or you'll have heard something about it at this stage, because it's been rumbling away in the background for quite some time. These sightings above the US state on the East Coast, dozens of nighttime drone sightings reported. Harriet Alexander is a US-based journalist. Harriet, can you make sense of what's going on over there?
A lot of people would like definitive answers about what actually is happening. But I suppose the main update is that this morning there's been an area of New Jersey that's had restrictions placed on it, temporary flying restrictions, they're called. It's sort of around the Philadelphia area. They're saying that this is due to special security reasons, but basically it's trying to get a lid on this, to tamp it all down. Joe Biden has said he doesn't think that there is anything to it, there's anything mischievous. But then, of course, Donald Trump likes to say that Biden knows what's going on, but he just won't tell you.
So, is this a kind of a version of moral panic? It's not quite a moral panic, but like, is there maybe nothing to see here? There was just kind of a couple of things, and now people are kind of putting two and two together and continually getting five. Well, or is there something happening?
To give you a sense of the scale of this, the federal authorities say that they have got more than 5,000 tips since this began on November 18th. And of those 5,000, around 100 were worthy of further investigation. So a lot of people are calling in saying there's something strange flying over me. And they think that a lot of the time this is just a plane passing overhead. Obviously, very congested airspace above Philadelphia, New York, Newark, all of that. Or it could be satellites that are going around in orbit that people are suddenly beginning to pay attention to. So there are some sightings of drones. Absolutely. They think that people might be sort of jumping on the bandwagon and deciding, if you own a drone, let's fly it over. Let's fly it tonight and join the gang. So there could be some of that.
OK, so a combination of all of those things. There might be more drones in the air, but that's because people think there's more drones in the air. So people are putting drones in the air.
I think there is some of that. Yeah, that's what people say. And of course, the politicians now are all arguing over whose fault it is. Chuck Schumer, who's a Democrat, he from New York, he says that the people are not getting good enough answers, and he feels that there should be more transparency about this. But then that's been blocked by a libertarian, Rand Paul. He says that there's not actually a rationale that would justify urgent action on this, and he thinks that it would lead to federal interception of communications, which is something he's very strongly against. So it's all a bit of a mystery, but I think it will likely die down.
Yeah, but there's kind of crazy theories as well, though, swirling around about, there was one about an Iranian mothership that was kind of deploying these drones. This is Iran, who can't get a drone into Israel, which is only kind of up the road, as it were. Yet we're meant to believe that it's got drones kind of continually flying around New York,
right,
and New Jersey.
I mean, I suppose it does come at the end of the year in which we had the Chinese spy balloon, didn't we? And do you remember all of that saga?
I do, but the Chinese were kind of gaslighting the US with that by just sending this balloon. I think they kind of wanted that to be spotted.
And also, I think the issue with the Chinese spy balloon as well is that actually it got very much off course, and I think the Chinese were quite humiliated by the fact that it was detected and that it was shot down and that it became such a big thing. They didn't want that; it wasn't good for them. But yes, the idea that they're flying drones over U.S. territory—I mean, if you start looking online, you could find absolutely everything justifying this. And of course, it does, to a serious point. I mean, it does come at a time when drones are being used increasingly in the Middle East, in Russia, Ukraine. So we're a lot more aware of their capacity. But I would. It seems from what everyone is saying that in this incident, it's a combination of people thinking, oh, this is quite interesting, let's put my drone into the sky as well, and people just freaking out at a plane overhead.
Harriet, listen, thanks a million for making sense of it. If I don't speak to you over the next few days, happy Christmas, and we'll talk
to you,
I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future. Harriet Alexander, US-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.